The good thing is the documentation that KPFA and Maria was able to provide really accounts for 750,000 of it. So it's covering about 70% of the gifts, and that's the largest gift in that 1.1 million. And the rest are not insubstantial, but much less substantial, and they've dribbled in over the last 20 plus years, so or more even. We have no way of knowing how far back some of these go. This is not a any kind of a deal stopper for the auditors. Not speaking for them, but I'm confident.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you. So now I have to go to my next question. So you say another deficiency is union agreements received for WPFW, KPFK, and WBAI. I assume you mean they have not been received for WPFW, KPFK, and WBAI. Is that correct? It's under the topic.
Yes, that's correct. Were they not able to be obtained?
Okay, so now my question about this, are we talking here about the union contracts themselves or other agreements or negotiated addendums? What are we talking about here?
I can probably answer that to some degree,
okay.
George, unless you have it. Let me
just say one quick item. I'm confused because we did receive – Well, no, I take it back. In many cases, they had out-of-date agreements. I know we've received the updated agreement for WPFW, but that doesn't really apply to the 17 audit. So that's just my quick point. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, what we're discovering is that, as you just mentioned, George, some of the agreements are outdated, and then there's some I don't want to call it miscalculation, but there is some discrepancy around certain employees qualifying as union and not, and also relative to payment of benefits or union fees, I guess, or dues relative to individual employees based on seniority and some other factors like that. So this, all we can say is it's a hornet's nest of inconsistency in this area, and so we're unraveling it, and I think we even became aware of some of it just in the last 2 weeks.
I see. Okay, thank you. That's helpful, I mean, to understand this. Now, my next question is, a stipulated award agreement for unpaid wages, does this refer to an award agreement negotiated with a union or with the Department of Labor?
George, you got that one. I don't know what that is specifically. I don't know what that reference is.
I won't say I was involved in that that piece of it. It might be either or both. I can't honestly say though.
I'll follow up, Grace. I'll follow up with Peach to find out.
Okay. And the next question is, the documents for the property sold at 121-125 MLK Way, so now for $1.1 million. So have those documents been found yet? I may be able to help if they haven't.
Actually, that was part of a group of emails just today. And your name was mentioned as someone who might have knowledge of that documentation. Wandrin is looking through some historical emails and archival data, but if you have that available, that'd be wonderful for you to forward it
to
our attention.
What happened with that, I'll just explain briefly. I looked through emails today. What happened was the board wanted me to sign that sale contract. I happened to be away, and I was in Vancouver at the time, and it was would not have been easy for me to sign that document because I was in another country. So it was arranged for Tom Livingston to sign the sale agreement. And so I will see if I can. I don't have it. I don't have the signed copy at any rate. But I can see if I can find it. I can see if I can get it. I'll do that tomorrow. All right?
That'll be helpful.
I just wanted to know if that was done. And then
Thank
I have
you, Grace.
Another question. Now that I know it hasn't, I'll spend some time. The next question is, it says accrued expense / AP. The secondary ledgers do not agree to the GL for most of the stations due to a lack of consistent reconciliations. My question is, how can this be remedied?
That gets fixed over the short and long term. PRA and KPFT were fine. KPFA had issues, and Maria was able to track that down and provide corrections. I was not able to get corrections from National Office, KPFA, WBAI, and WPFW. So those stations are unadjusted. My sense is, based on the errors, there's really just misuse, improper use of the accounts payable system in Great Plains, just a lack of understanding how to run accounts payable. And so a lot of the errors, I believe, are on the subsidiary side. And so so we put it forth with the GL balances as presented to us. My suspicion, based on a description of the errors, is that the errors are on the subsidiary side more so than the GL side. And so, not to throw lingo around, but the GL side is what shows up in the financials. And so that's going to need to be painstakingly fixed over some time. If they need it done for 17, we're going to need to have them dig back into it and identify these items in the subsidiary to get out. But for 17, it's presented as it was presented by management. And I think, at least with BAI and PFW and National Office, we'll have that straightened out. And KPFK, that might be straightened out. There was Barry presented a second subsidiary listing that was closer, and so if we can replicate that might be adequate. Being able to repeat that across the different divisions that did not seem to work, so he just ran a different list, and so that might not have had the errors that the other listing had. So it's going to sit for now for 17, and we'll be in better shape for 18 and certainly for 19.
Okay, so it is some of the functional ways that things are being done are being sorted out so that in the future we're not dealing with the same continuing mistakes or continuing misfunctioning. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, but the area that we can closely control, we will work out. It's really routine to reconcile AP subsidiaries to the general ledger, and it doesn't appear to have been done for years, maybe with the exception of PRA and KPFT. So that will be straightened out.
Thank you. And now, I think one more question, if that's okay.
Eileen, I have three short questions.
I just have one more.
Let Grace finish and then Serene.
Okay.
We need to be a little speedier because it's getting late. We're exhausting our time.
Okay, sorry. The next thing is KPFK contribution revenue. And it says here, we were able to trace the donations to the bank statement. However, management does not reconcile MEMSIS reports to the general ledger or bank statement. And my question is, how can this be remedied?
I would like to intervene here for a second. This is an issue that came up in the management letter. In a draft management letter that didn't make it into the final management letter, but our previous auditor noted this, that none of the units reconciled donations or reconciled the MEMSIS reports to the bank statements. And I think it's a bigger discussion that would be great to have, and I'm not sure we can really remedy that here. If I'm wrong, George or Maxie, please go ahead. But
let me just say this, Eileen. I mean, the key is we have the national office, WBAI, WPFW are all being managed financially and accounting wise by NEDA. So moving forward, they'll be doing all that work and also devising the approaches that we will carry on beyond the contract that we're currently in. They're also working with the station's business managers at K and A and T to bring them up to speed with policy and proper procedure around some of the accounting and business management practices. So all of this is part of the services that NEDA is providing per the agreement that we've signed with them. So we are moving in that direction. But, you know, as George has mentioned, we're talking about years of neglect and improper procedure. And so the unpacking, unraveling, the researching, and getting things moving in the right direction is a time-consuming process, and it's going to take a minute to get our people up to speed. But that is the work that they're assigned to do, and they're executing it so far.
Okay.
Thank you,
Matthew. I'm done then, unless George wants to respond, but he doesn't have to. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you for the complete answers. Very, very helpful.
Certainly.
George, last words?
My questions are for George.
Serene's
questions, it turns out, are for George. So I guess I thought you were done before, Serene, but I misunderstood.
I'll be quick. I know it's 10.
Okay, thank you. Let's let Serene ask her questions, and then George can answer everything at once. Go ahead.
The question with regard to the missing contracts or the out-of-date contracts or whatever the situation is with the unit, all the units you mentioned are all after units, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is there, in fact, a manual being worked on or a policy in the policy and procedures manual? Is that being updated by NEDA?
Not for the unions, because each state is
No. Done with the union. My question is,
oh, okay. My
is there a policy, financial policy and procedure manual being updated for use at the stations. Is that being updated now by NET? George, did you catch that?
Yes. And this is a HR function, which we actually spent some time on our call today working that out. And so yes, we're developing lines of communications and procedures for especially for new employees.
But I mean, specifically for the business office.
No, this is a good. Let me try to answer that question for you. I don't know if a formal manual, in the sense that we have program director manuals, we have HR, personnel manuals. I'm not sure a manual will be produced. I don't know that to be part of what we've signed Meta to do on our behalf, and I'm not sure if that's on the to-do list at all. It's not a bad idea, and certainly, you know, maybe should be something to consider. But to my knowledge, there's nothing in the works around a manual. However, best practices around financial management and accounting are being employed at the stations or trained. The current business managers are being trained to operate in that manner. And so that's what's happening at the moment. And that's what NETA is doing per their agreement.
Right. And so it'll be more so developing procedures because we have segregation of duties, and so there'll be multiple people working on different processes along the way, and each of these people have backups, and so we will document procedures both for our people and for your people when they turn over, because we'll be working with key people at each of the divisions that we're working with, and then reviewing the other ones that we're not managing. So we'll have procedures, and that's what the auditors will look at, and they'll be able to test those procedures, and so it is being developed. I haven't been working on a conversion quite so close, other than getting adjusted balances for each year and going forward on that. But that's going to be part of our process, certainly.
Okay, thanks. And my last question is, can you tell us how many FTEs there are in each finance office?
How many full-time employees?
Can you
You're asking how many full-time employees there are in each office?
In each finance unit, yes.
Oh, in each finance unit.
I would imagine just one, but I could be wrong on that, and maybe some of the folks at the stations could speak more specific. When we do our call, the finance and accounting call, we're talking to the business managers, and I'm only aware of there being one person at each place, whether that's the stations or affiliates or archives. It's just one.
I have other information.
Please, KPFA
and the national office both have a part-time additional person.
Yeah, I was referring to full-time, but that's fine.
Is it the same person doing both counts?
Yes.
Yeah.
She splits her day.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Anything more for George? And if not, then George, did you want to say anything else?
No. I think we covered it. Those were good questions. And,
okay.
And I look forward to moving into 18 and locking down 17 when we come up on the schedule. And so it is progress. So I'm encouraged by that. And the visit was very productive. I was kind of following those emails, and so I'm happy to see the work that was done. And a lot of this was done by Tish Ferrari. She's a CPA in our office, and so she did some great work on this and was able to be persistent and do some good digging to get us where we are, get us over the hump here.
So, okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, George.
Okay. All right.
Folks, good night.
Have a good rest of the night.
Thank you.
Yeah, in European time, it's probably 3 a.m. So,
are you in Europe? Are you in Europe, or you just got back?
He just got back, but you know he parties. So he's
yeah.
A...
yeah.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
Sweet dreams.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, I think we have finished our updates on audit-related issues, including the going concern issue and development and implementation of policies and procedures. I will say about that last one, I was really taken aback when I discovered that the policies and procedures, financial policies manual was from like 2001 that we had from
before. It was 2011.
Oh, there was an update in 2011, I guess, which I was never able to get my hands on. But 2011 is still a long time ago, and that most people, a lot of people were stations didn't even know about it and weren't using it. So I was concerned about that, and I understood that NETA was going to put one together, but I could be wrong. And I think we do need to have one. At some point, it should be together and where people can look up and know how to do things. It's really a huge help, not just for the auditors, but also for the staff. Anyway, okay, are we done with this issue? Any other questions on the audit? Because I would like to move on and, we'd like to finish our meeting soon. The next point was items relating to the incoming PNB members. There's only one item, which is what I told you guys in the email. Go ahead, Serene.
The motion, right. Deferred, we postponed it until we were done.
You're right. Got it. We postponed it. Okay. The way it read originally was the audit committee recommends that the PNB present a repayment plan for the loan, I'm just going to say the loan, to the auditors with a copy to the audit committee in the next 2 weeks as of the date of this motion. And our discussion showed that it would not be a particularly reasonable or rational plan until 6 weeks, at least 6 weeks of ongoing work on this plan. Do we want to pass
to 2 months
motion
with, okay.
Or 2 months? Okay. Does anybody want to comment on this motion? Or second
it. You don't need a second committee, but I'd like to call.
Oh, that's right. Okay, please do.
Okay, so I think that we need to have this. We're at the end of March, and stations really should be in the beginning of planning their 20 FY20 budgets, it should include repayments. So I think we should go ahead and pass the motion asking that it be the plan be provided to the committee in whatever formation it exists by May 31st.
That's reasonable. That's 2 months. That's that will put a little fire under our buns to get the contract with the public media company completed and get them working.
All right.
Not that we need it, but, it'll just give us a definitive timeline to play with.
Right. What can I call it without naming the lender? So it reads, the audit committee recommends that the PNB present a repayment plan for the loan. To the auditors. What? Just to the loan, okay.
Yeah.
To the auditors with copy to the audit committee by May 31st, 2019. Any objections to that?
No.
I think I object. I'd like to take a vote on it.
Okay. Does everybody have it clear? Or do we need to read it?
Did Carol voice her objection?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
no, but
I was,
what are you objecting to?
I guess I'm not sure that it will happen by then. There's a new PNB that's coming in and has to get kind of acclimated, and I'm sure that this is going to be a monumental discussion and decision, and I just don't think that the audit committee putting the PNB on that is particularly appropriate. But, I can be voted down.
Any other comments?
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Well, I think a number of people are being term limited, but frankly, a number of people are not. We've had elections at three stations already. So we're talking here about people who already, they're not new to the financial situation because they each have been on their local board for the past year, and people have been talking about the loan and the need to find a way to handle it because we have so much at stake. If when we get closer to the date it proves not possible and an extension is needed, then you talk about an extension. But I don't think that's a reason to not put in writing, that we want to see actual progress on a plan to pay the loan.
Maxie, to the stack.
And I was going to put myself on the stack just to say that the audit committee is recommending, not commanding or obligating. That's all. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I think there may be a way to appease everybody here, and that is to perhaps come up with, in the first 2 weeks, a plan that would be with no substantial action from public media company or, any major initiative, but just simply says if the stations alone were to repay this the loan based on the monthly payments and all that, what would that look like, and to articulate that so the stations can at least start to budget for it and start to think in terms of planning for it. And then if you extend the next part of that 2 months out, we can include in the equation scenarios that may either complement what the stations can do, augment them, or completely render them unnecessary because of, the weight of the options that are placed in front of the PNB. So just another way to look at it that gives us some dimension and some, maybe some multiple ways to look at the plan or the recommendation approach.
This is Grace for the stack.
And this is Carol, who's writing this thing down that we're voting on, because we're not voting on the thing that was sent. And so I just want to get clarification on, we're talking about a repayment for the large, for the loan due April 2021, right? Loan due April.
I guess, can we let
April 2nd,
2021.
April 2nd, 2021. And also that we're saying, what's the date? I mean, Serene, I don't think we have to do, you know, amend and so on. We'll just put it in if everybody agrees. What was it, Serene? May what? 30th?
May
31st. May 31st. Okay,
well,
got it. Crazy. All right, thank you. Sorry, Grace.
That's okay.
I think Grace, yeah, Grace, go ahead.
Yeah, obviously each station will have to budget an amount to pay the interest payments on the loan. That's their fair share. However, it's unrealistic to assume that the stations can take on the burden of paying back the interest and the principal of a $3.26 million loan in the 2.5 years or so that it needs to be paid back. I think a little less than 2.5 years. I don't think the stations are going to have that much income unless we have some sort of windfall, a big bequest or something like that. It's my suspicion that what we will probably do as a fallback measure is try our best to pay as much of the principal as we possibly can, but then refinance the loan, or ask the lender to extend the term of the loan. If we get our financial house in order, and because our debt to Democracy Now! has been forgiven, that makes our balance sheet look a lot better, because that reduces our debt by about $2.3 million. And if we get our accounting is all tidy and our audits are completed, we may get our CPB funding back, which would be wonderful, but also that would make us look better financially, and we might be able to refinance at a lower interest rate with better terms, possibly an amortized loan for a longer term, 10 or 15 years. So that would be a rudimentary plan. Of course, it would be nice to pay off the whole principal, but right now, looking at our income and our expenses, it doesn't look possible. It would have to be an extreme increase in revenue for us to be able to do that.
Right. Let me ask Maxie how that sounds to him, if there are plans afoot that address anything that Grace just mentioned. I'm not clear on, what was the outfit you mentioned, the public media company? I'm not clear on what that's about.
Well, I don't want to get into the details on this call.
Right.
I will say is, in response to Grace, I think Grace gives a very sobering look at what's ahead of us, and I don't disagree with her assessment. I think that it is not so much that it's likely to play out that way, but it certainly is a very is a considerable probability that it may play out that way. There are some other variables in play, though. We do have the work that we're doing with Greater Public to create best practices around revenue centers at the stations, our membership drives. Hopefully that will improve in terms of the efficiency and effectiveness of that. There won't be an election after this year, my understanding, for at least a year. That'll save us $100,000 and can be applied towards payment of the loan. There's also the fact that, we've got a potential motion on the table around other revenue streams that could be substantial for the stations to generate around
the notion of underwriting possibly? And if that were to go through, what kind of difference would that make to the monthly revenues for stations and their ability, again, to pay? What is the interest part of the loan up through April 2nd, 2021? So there's a lot of variables in play. I don't disagree with Grace at all. I think, like I said, it's a sobering statement that she made. It certainly is worthwhile to consider that the way things may play out. But we do have some other, you know, things in play that might help us be a little bit more capable of addressing the monthly payments.
Eileen, this is Carol asking a question.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'm ready. I'm just, or telling you, I'm ready when it's time to take a vote on the motion.
Sure. Gotcha. I wanted to comment that what Grace put out, I didn't see it as sobering as much as, actually, it was cheered because it sounded like a kind of a plan that has been thought out somewhat, and, you know, it can be worked on, and I wonder if that's something that should that be taken up by the Strategic Planning Committee? Should it be taken up by the Finance Committee? Or is it in management's hands to figure this stuff out? Because, you know, that's some number crunching going on in there. And, you know, coming up with different scenarios for how it could go. Where does
above.
That go?
All of the above.
Sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say all of the above as well. Sounds like something.
Okay.
To take a bite of it. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I'm not sure how that happens, but.
Well, what that means is that the Strategic Planning Committee is looking at a number of items that might increase the ability for stations to increase revenue. The Finance Committee certainly could look at the budgeting necessary to address this and other measures that might go into refinancing the loan. If I'm reading Grace properly, I think, like I said, when I said sobering, I just meant that it's a reality that's not so much hard to hear, but it just makes you say, wow, we really do have a heavy lift. That's all I meant by that.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing more than that.
Okay, good.
But, and I'll just add this, you know, obviously management is trying to drive some of the revenue generation ideas, which include, you know, a reduction in expenses, which is part of the equation as well. And so all of that is on the table.
What I'm not sure about is where we are with this motion. If it's it's still just, you know, we recommend that the PNB come up with a plan by May 31st, or is it going to have additional adjustments or amendments? Did I hear Serene from
me?
I'm sorry. Let me see who's speaking. Serene, okay. Go ahead. And I'm not sure who else. Oh, and Elaine maybe was there?
Yeah.
Serene, go ahead first. And, okay.
So the reason that I think it's important that we pass a motion with a specific date is that we're a full year into this loan. And at the time when we were talking about taking the loan, and people were very concerned about how it was going to be paid, they were told, don't worry, we have plenty of time. We'll start working on a plan right away. But we're a year into the loan. 2 years from tomorrow is when it's due. In addition to the fact that interest begins in 6 months, interest payments begin in 6 months. And it may be slightly sooner than that if the interest rate keeps going up, because what we put in reserve may be less than is required to carry for the full remaining 6 months. We had reserved 18 months, right? So I think it's important that we, sure, this is possible, that is possible, the credit could get better, we could get a better loan, we could get a gift. All of those things could come to pass. But let's assume they won't and get started.
Okay. Elaine, did you have a did you want to speak?
I agree with Doreen. I think going ahead and getting something written and with a date on it gives it, lets them know that we're looking at it too and we're trying to get things started. I think it also will be a comfort to a lot of the stations who their members are coming back to the board screaming that nothing's being done, and this might help alleviate some of the panic on their side.
Elaine,
okay.
Carol for the stack. Carol for the stack.
Carol, go ahead.
I withdraw my objection, and if there's no other objection, let's just move on and say it's adopted. You know.
Let's just make sure we're agreeing to the same thing now. Let me read it one more time. The Audit Committee recommends that the PNB present a repayment plan for the loan to the auditors with a copy to the Audit Committee by May 31st, 2019. Is that it?
Yes, but no. It's for the loan due April 2nd, 2021.
Thank you.
To
okay.
the auditors. Otherwise, it's like the loan is to the auditors. But otherwise, yes. It just adds that phrase.
Okay.
Paulina, may I?
Go ahead.
Because the motion was originally mine. I agree to the amendment, so I'm amending the motion as per everyone's suggestions and ready to vote.
All right. First, I will ask then, are there any objections to this amendment?
I'm just going to put myself as abstaining, that's all, but that's it.
Okay.
This is Ken Laufer. I have a question.
Ken, go ahead.
Do we have any idea of a payment plan? I mean, do we have a payment plan in mind?
No, but that's what there are different ideas circulating, but that's what the PNB needs to come up with and present formally to us and to the auditors. So, one more time, any objections to the motion as written, as amended? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Doreen,
go ahead.
Just sent you guys the motion.
I'm sorry.
I just sent a motion that I'd like somebody to
see. Oh, you sent the motion. Okay, let me see. Well, we can try that. Serene says, moved that NETA be requested to update/revise the Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual by August 15th, 2019.
Seconded by Paulina.
Carol, for the stack.
Carol, go ahead.
There's a contract with NETA that we sign that spells out all the things that they're supposed to do. If we're adding work, which I'm not sure we are, because I thought George was saying that what they're putting into place, maybe not a manual, but practices and, that comport with general accounting practices, I think that us passing something that we have no idea what the implications of it are or are not with the current contract, and when this is not an audit issue, this is really a finance committee or a PNB issue. It's not an audit committee issue. I think it's really out of order. But whatever.
Me to the stack. I agree with what Carol says. I don't think it is an audit committee issue. You know, obviously everything that happens in the financial area has to do, impact the audit committee, but not directly.
May I motivate?
Serene?
Yes, I'd like to motivate my motion.
I thought it's out of order.
Motivating means you ask for action to be taken on it. Is that correct?
Well, I explain why I think it's relevant.
Yeah.
Motivate is to explain why you think the motion is relevant.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead if you... Yeah, go ahead.
We go through, they just said that they had to go to KPFA and enter a lot of data because while their bank recs were done, it wasn't entered into the system. We had our auditors doing something that a clerical person should be doing. Please don't interrupt me to argue.
Go ahead.
I should be allowed to finish. There's a lot of work that they said hasn't been done right over the years. That's why it's taking them so long to find records, get records. When we sell something, does a copy stay with the local station area and a copy go to the national office? Why are we trying to track down the documents for a property that was sold almost a year ago? So clearly, you can tell people, well, this is how we'd like you to do it, and you can give that individual person instructions as things come up. Or you can create a document that says to everyone who is working, doing that kind of work in any of our offices, one step, two step, three step, four. That's how you systematize the policies. You gather them together in a book.
Thank you, Serene.
I think it has a lot to do with the audits because it's the same problem that auditors have been complaining about.
Grace for the staff.
Thank you, Serene.
For the motion. Chair, you should take 2-4 and 2 against. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, are you giving the floor to someone, Paulina?
I would like to speak for the motion whenever I get recognized. Thank you.
Okay, hang on a second. Grace, then Paulina.
I partially agree with Serene. We definitely need policies and procedures because without them, we've gotten into this mess. However, Carol is also correct. And there are two things here. First of all, it would be much easier if we had the earlier financial policies and procedures handbook or whatever it was that was part of Pacifica, because then whoever is crafting a new one can understand what our past practices have been. The other thing is, it's true. We need to have a budget. If that is extra work for an ETA, we need to figure out if that has to go through the Finance Committee. So I'd like to move that this be referred to the Finance Committee for those two things, to find out, to carefully look over the NETA contract to see if this is within the parameters of the contract. If not, to get an estimate on how much that would cost. The cost is substantial. Figure out a way that the Finance Committee can do it, or the business manager, someone else can do that work. And the other thing is to find somehow the old, if possible, the old financial policies and procedures manuals. So I think that this should be referred to the either referred back, postponed consideration of this be postponed until that information is gotten, or referred to the Finance Committee. But I do agree that it is important that this get done, and it is to some extent an audit committee issue because of the management letters. To get the get policy and procedures straightened out is part of our duties to ensure that the deficiencies listed in the management letters are made whole, that we rectify those deficiencies.
That an amendment?
That's the point of information.
And certainly having a policy and financial policy and procedures manual would go a long way to at least beginning to rectify those deficiencies stated in the management letter.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Who was that that had a request for information?
Maxie.
Oh, Maxie, go ahead.
And I don't know if it's a point of information, but I just wanted to read to you the part of the contract, the agreement with NEDA, that I think speaks to this directly. It says, NEDA will, in conjunction with accounting staff,
I hate to be weird, but contracts are, by definition, in our bylaws and in law, confidential.
I don't think we can. Grace, I'm going to cut you off. I believe we can't discuss the terms of the contract, but I think we can discuss what duties are included. I don't see any reason not to.
Point of order, I was on staff.
I missed that. Oh, you were, Paulina. Yeah. Look, I would like to let Maxie read this because it's apropos to our discussion and may...
Or summarize it.
It says that that they work with our staff to define accounting policies and procedures. It does not specifically speak to the creation of a manual or a document, but it does speak to working to define accounting policies and procedures.
That's helpful.
Go ahead, Paulina, go ahead.
So speaking in support of Serene's motion, I think it is urgent and absolutely necessary to set as well a date, and I think that August 15th of this year is a date that can be met, that should be met. It's a reasonable period of time. Just the fact that the contract with NETA specifies that they should do it does not preclude us as a committee issuing our recommendation, once again, our recommendation to the National Board to make this official and to set a date to it. I think it's very necessary, and I thank Serene for the motion, and I urge everybody to pass it.
Okay. Any other, anybody want to contribute an against argument?
I want to ask.
Go ahead, James.
Yes, James for the stack. Thank you. I want to ask Grace if she had an amendment.
We can't hear you, Grace.
Back.
An amendment.
To refer it.
Can we? Is there? Can the motion be read?
The way it reads is moved that NETA be requested to update/revise the Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual by August 15th, 2019. I would make an amendment to August 31st. August 15 is the due date for the tax returns, for the extended tax returns. So I wouldn't want to, you know, let's give them another couple of weeks after that in case they're needed.
Carol for the stack.
Carol.
I think Paulina's ahead of me.
I thought Paulina went already.
I was ahead. I hadn't spoken yet. Thank you, Carol. I would not disagree with the amendment, but the procedure would be that we should vote. Somebody should second the amended option, correct? The amended motion, I'm sorry. But also I would suggest an amendment saying that just to remain in our purview as the audit committee, maybe we should say that the audit committee recommends that the PNB request from NETA, so on and so forth, just to add that language.
Actually, can I? This is Serene.
Okay, go ahead, Serene, go ahead.
I was next, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carol was next, indeed.
Okay.
I What I was going to say was what Polina just said, that I think that the audit committee has to recommend to the PNB that the audit committee can't have NADA do anything. That's it.
Okay.
I'm writing the language here as long as Serene agrees.
Okay.
Great.
I would like to. We should actually just ask. The audit committee asks the ED to do it with NADA. There's really
there you
no
go.
Reason. Yeah, there's really no reason to take this to the PNB.
I couldn't hear you, Serene. I'm very sorry. I know you're having throat problems.
That the committee asks or recommends to the ED that NADA be requested to update, et cetera.
I would second that amended option, absolutely, that the audit committee asked.
Yeah, you don't have to repeat it. We have it. Thank you. Okay, Carol, did you catch that, and will you be writing that language?
Move that the audit committee recommends that the executive director request NADA to update. So forth, update and revise the Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual by August 15th, 2019. August 31st. I have one question now, which I don't know if that's going to be an increase in the contract, and there was just a motion passed, although by then it might be taken out, that there be no more expenditures that are off the out of the budget at this
budget.
Point. So, this would be contradicting overriding something that the, it could be that the move that the audit committee recommend that the executive director speak to NADA about updating and revising the Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual by August 31st, 2019 to see if there what the costs are involved in that and bring it back or something like
Maxie
that.
Maxie just gave us I'm sorry. Serene for the staff.
Yes, Serene, go ahead.
But Maxie just read us the language that he thinks covers it. If they're working on the policies, all we're saying is compile it into one document in one book, one pamphlet, one PDF, whatever. But he just gave us the language that shows that this work is covered by the existing contract.
A manual isn't the same as a,
Grace was Jack.
I'm not sure who was first, Grace or James.
Go
ahead.
I think I was first. Okay. I just wanted to say, Maxie did give us that language, and but there's a question, is it an extra step that would require them to, be an additional task for them to compile it into a manual? And if they're going to be getting that information per that language that Maxie read us, if we're going to get that information anyway, can't we just put it together into a manual? We will have what we need. All we have to do is, put it together.
Maxie to the stack.
Yeah. I think Grace was first, then Maxie, then me.
I think Carol's amendment, if we can consider it an amendment, is a really very good one. Because we don't want to change the priorities that NADA has. Our first priority has to be getting our audits done. And we don't want to we need to have Maxie, I think it's a good idea to have Maxie speak with any TA and find out what they have to say about it, what the their realistic date for getting this done is. Maybe they have it already done. Who knows? And then for Maxie to come back and report what he finds out from any TA to this committee.
Okay.
That was basically Carol's amendment to Serene's motion. I think it's a wise one.
Go ahead, Maxie. You're next.
A couple quick thoughts on it. I I don't know if I was implying that the language that I read speaks to, you know, what was suggested. I do think what it does imply, though, very clearly, is that their role with our staff is to work on policy and procedure moving forward. So I do think what was suggested, this notion that the staff could write the actual manual based on best practices provided by NEDA in a sort of in synergy with perhaps some of our previous policies and procedures would be useful. And then the last thing I add to it is I think, you know, this could be an assignment that Wandrin Dasamis can take over as our operational controller. It actually would be, I think, quite in line with the kind of work that she should be doing anyway, putting this kind of documentation together for the benefit of the stations. So just a couple thoughts.
This is Eileen. First of all, I would not have the general staff put together a manual.
Those manuals, that's not what I said.
I know you didn't, but that was what James mentioned. Just to have the staff writ large do it, because that would not work. You know, there are a lot of there's a lot of work that goes into these things, and they're organized, and there are things that we know, but there are a lot of things that the staff we don't know. So I would rather have a professional do it. If Wandrin is up to that, that would be great. She could. There are plenty of sample financial policy manuals out there on the interwebs that you could use, that she could use, that somebody could use as a model. So that could be done. I don't know if Wandrin would have time to add that to her rather large plate.
Once NEDA takes over in full all of the responsibilities that she's doing, I actually think this would be a good project for her to take over. But again, what I'll do, if nothing else, is I will have the conversation with NEDA to explore what they can do based on what we currently have as an agreement. And if it falls short of creating a manual, then I'll look into what scenarios might play out with the existing staff to take the information gathered from NEDA to compile it in a formal report, a manual, I should say, using best practices of the industry and otherwise.
Okay, I think
Paulina with a request for information.
Hang on. Okay, what's your request for? Go ahead.
Me?
Paulina, go ahead. Yeah,
yes. There is a motion on the table. Should we not follow the procedure, Robert's rules, and take a vote once we've already taken
listening for to assorted considerations. We'll do that shortly. Carol, were you on the stack?
I was just going to observe that the discussion has led the executive director to understand that this is an issue, and I presume that he can act on it and report back without a motion, but whatever.
Okay. Hang on. I'm looking at, let me just read
it. And then if we're going to vote on it, I have to read it to make sure I have it right before we vote.
One second, because we also discussed referring this to the Finance Committee, reviewing the NETA contract. Well, we saw what the parameters are. And that we postpone this until we get the information. I guess we have the information. Okay.
I have a point of information.
Let's do it.
As I'm looking at this and ready to read it, do we have a Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual that would be revised, or is it really starting from the ground up? We do?
We have old ones. I don't know if they would start from the ground up or go back.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that...
The last update was 2011.
2011, you said, right? Okay. The last update. I'm just noting this.
Okay. So shall I read what we have here, and then you'll decide what we're going to do? Or
yeah,
we'll
let's
decide.
Do that.
Okay. And I'm not sure I have it right. So, moved that the audit committee recommends that the executive director speak with NEDA about updating and revising the Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual by August 31st, 2019, and bring back the information to the audit committee. Is that right, or am I skipping ahead?
Yeah.
James,
I'll just put myself on the stack for a second. Now that you mention it, maybe not revise and update, because that might not be the best way to go, but produce.
Or it could be either. Update, revise, or produce.
Okay, sure, whatever.
Okay.
Isn't update and revise, aren't those nearly redundant? James, go ahead.
Yeah, just as just a grammatical kind of thing. I wasn't clear to me from the reading of the sentence whether it was Maxie was going to speak to him by August 31st or the work was going to be done by August 31st. And if you
okay.
could just rearrange the words, it
okay.
would clarify that.
About, okay, all right. Okay. The executive director will speak soon.
To NEDA?
Is that all right? What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to did you have a better word? I'm losing words.
Yes,
what?
Paulina, I would like to suggest the following wording, that the moved that the audit committee recommends that the executive director requests instead of ask, it talks to about, right? It's not just about having a talk. Request that, blah, and the rest should stay as worded previously.
Well, it doesn't deal with the point that James just raised. Request
immediately. Oh, yeah, it's true, yeah. Request that, and then...
Request soon
or as soon as possible that way we have two time frames. One kind of wishy-washy for the ED to do it on his own time, right, Maxie? And then a firmer deadline, suggested, obviously recommended deadlines for
request. Now this has changed the grammar. We're inquiring.
Promptly request.
Yeah, please don't speak over each other. Please, keep it.
Promptly. I can't spell. I'm dyslexic. Promptly inquire with NEDA. About updating, revising, Inquire of? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Inquire of NEDA. How about the potential of updating, revising, or producing A, and then it goes A instead of the because of producing, a Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedurals Manual by August 31st, 2019, and bring back the information to the Audit Committee. Should I read that again?
Yes, please.
Move that the Audit Committee recommends that the Executive Director, I left out a Z, promptly inquire of NEDA the potential of updating, revising, or producing a Pacifica Financial Policy and Procedures Manual by August 31st, 2019, and bring back the information to the Audit Committee.
bring back.
Here, did I hear you right? Did you say require instead of inquire? I was just suggesting request, which was the original wording.
Somebody else over after you suggested inquire.
I don't think it's life or death. I think promptly inquire of Nita that it. I missed that little part.
And the audit committee recommends that the executive director promptly inquire of Netta the potential of updating, revising, or producing a Pacifica Financial Policies and Procedures Manual by August 31st, 2019, and bring back the information to the audit committee.
And duly inform the... Okay, that's fine. Never mind. That, I think, contains the ideas that we're trying to get across. Any objections? Hearing none, this motion is approved. Thank you all. Okay. I think that concludes our... Oh, we didn't even talk about the information packet. I would really like to... we need to end this meeting. I will send something out about the information packet and maybe a little outline, and people can contribute to it as they see fit. I'll do that within a couple of days.
Great.
It'll be pretty brief anyway. Go ahead, Serene.
I'm sure that someone had... What used to happen is that committees would prepare reports before every in-person PNB meeting, which were roughly quarterly. Grace has been around for a long time. I'm sure she has several samples that she should be able to provide. Not volunteering her time. I'm just saying
she doesn't have access. What?
From the old board books, some of which were electronic at one point. Can you send her a sample of the report from a previous audit committee?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Grace.
And what about you, Serene? Don't you have those old board books also?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
If she wants to have this by the 11th, I think you might be a better source since you have so many of them.
Don't make Serene talk so painful.
Yeah. I'll do my best.
Okay. All right, see what you can do, and, you know, I'll be working on it in a couple of days. Nancy wants it for next week, which means it needs to be worked on before then. So if you can cough that up somewhere, if you can find it within a couple of days, that would be great, Grace. You know,
you want
not,
just
I'll
an audit committee report to the board for an in-person meeting, an old board book report.
An example.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what I have.
And let me write down. I'll share what I do with people to see if they happen. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's see.
I have a secretary question, which I know the answer to, but I think I just should make it clear. I know that that Wondrin is not present, correct? So she's never said anything. Thank you.
Okay. Eileen, I'd like to make a motion about the next meeting.
Go ahead, Grace.
Because the 2017 audit is going to start in earnest, I believe, on the 15th. Why don't we schedule our next audit committee meeting for 3 weeks?
Okay.
That would make sense, right?
Yeah, that'll be They're going to do field work during the 15th to the 19th for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do that. We may get, you know, we don't want to demand too much of their time because then they have to actually produce the audited statements. Let's find out if they can get us that draft before then. That would be fine with me. Does anybody have any objections to that? The 22nd? Okay, I will post the meeting for the 22nd.
Thank you, and I'd like to move that we...
Paulina here, I was muted, I was trying to speak. Isn't that Easter? Can we check, can we make sure that it doesn't interfere with Easter, because then folks could be away?
I don't know, let me see. When is Easter?
It's not Easter. It's Earth Day, one day after Easter.
Okay. I don't have any objections, but just making sure folks are aware when it's around holiday time.
Okay, thank you. Easter is always going to be on a Sunday, right? Okay, so for the 22nd, I will post that. And I've been highlighting the other things I need to do here. So... do we have any other new business? I think
there is one
Carolyn,
thing that that has to be done, but I don't think we can do it tonight, and it's a problem.
What
is that
it?
Adriana has not sent the minutes in that she did, and we have to figure out how to deal with that. That's old business, not new business.
Paulina, can we stop?
One second, Paulina, Carol, I'm thinking maybe you and I can just go over these notes within the next day or two and pull out any other action items, make sure we've got everything, and we'll send those around. Is that okay?
Are you talking about these minutes or from the old minutes?
No, I'm talking about these minutes to pull out the action
items. I've got these minutes already as soon as you tell me who was present.
Okay, great. I'll send that in as soon as we hang up. Okay, great. Paulina, what was it?
We should discuss what the procedure is now that the local station boards have elected new directors to the PND, how the composition of this particular body, the audit committee, will be affected, when, what's the procedure for re-election?
Yeah, the secretary of the PND should be advising me, I believe, of who is on this committee. Each local station board needs to decide who they're sending to each committee.
This is Serene.
So, isn't that right? Serene, go ahead.
Okay. So the new PND is going to be seated on the 11th, but I would not expect that they would try to hold committee elections on the 11th. So it may take them a couple of weeks. You know what you do is you circulate, well, if you want to be efficient, you circulate the list of committees, and only where there are conflicts do you need to hold elections. So that period could take the PND a couple of weeks, and then each local station board, you know, people have their different processes by how they decide who's going, but I don't know that they're necessarily going to be all geared up for, well, for example, in New York, we hopefully will be having a meeting next week, the new board, seated next week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that committee elections are going to happen at that first meeting. It'll probably be the end of April, because you guys in California, did you hold committee elections this past weekend?
No.
No, we did not.
Okay. Right. So that's not going to happen in terms of your changeover, possibly until, you know, your next meeting, unless you decide to do it online. So we're probably looking at a month almost before each committee will be fully repopulated.
I see. So how does that work then?
People stay on until they're replaced.
Okay.
Great. They are replaced.
Not me.
All right. Except for Carol. Getting off, right? Is that what you're trying to
say? And Adriana. Adriana and I will not be
Adriana.
On.
Okay.
You guys continue until your replacements have been designated by the PND election process.
Well, when we're no longer directors, then we don't belong on a committee.
Okay. Since the LSBs and the directors are elected on different schedules, right? Because if things were normal, one would be seated in December, the other would be seated in January. There's always some lag.
Right.
But directors who are no longer directors never stay on.
Not so, but okay.
Well, you wouldn't stay on the PNB, but couldn't you stay on these committees?
You would stay on the committee until you are replaced.
Well,
anyway.
I'm done on April 11th. There's a formal announcement.
All right. Anyway, what are we doing here? So we're meeting on the whatever date we said, the 18th, right? The 22nd, I'm sorry. And do we have anything else, or can we adjourn?
Will you be scheduling the executive session as usual?
So moved?
I don't think so. Cause... Well, I'll put it on there just in case.
As you do, in case we need it, yeah.
As I do, yeah. Yeah, just the same as usual. Okay, anything else from anyone?
Yes, do we need to move to executive session? Are we moving to executive session?
No, we have nothing. I have nothing. Nobody's requested it. And we are past time, anyway.
In the case of second, is motion to move to adjourn?
That would be great. Seconded. We're adjourned at 10:59. Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye. Good luck. Have a wonderful life.
Have a good night, guys.
Carol.
Thank you,
Carol.
Me, Carol.